There are spiritual blockers that can affect your walk with the Lord. Join Gloria Copeland and her daughter Kelly Copeland as they uncover truths that will set you free from fear and put you on a course to victorious living.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, our friend Kelly, our daughter Kelly, and she's sharing something that everybody should have a handle on. Tell them what it is, Kel.
Well, we're talking today about being free from fear, living free from the bondage of fear.
Yes.
And you know, you talk about having a handle on it, but it's so easy to let slip that handle that you have on it. Because what you have to do is remain open to the Lord and let Him continually tell you, you let fear in right there. Because otherwise, as Dad talks about, fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
That's right.
And so we want to just, I mean, not that he's done a masterful job of bringing out fear and the perfect love casts out fear. But we just want to dig into some kind of practical areas of living free from it.
That sounds good to me.
And not assuming. We don't want to ever assume that it's just gone. We don't need to think about that. We don't need to hear a message about that anymore. I had some experience with that this week, which is kind of one of the reasons I'm excited about you know, when the Lord corrects you about something, it always makes you excited to share the love.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing about that experience.
Oh.
So welcome.
Well, thank you, Mama. You have lived a life free from fear, but we've all have opportunities to be in fear and not recognize it, because we can couch it in terms of concern. Well, I'm concerned about this.
Let's pray, and then we'll turn you on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
Father, thank you for the Word of God today. We thank you that we are free from fear, that we've been delivered from bondage in every way, because Jesus made us free, and it's ours for the receiving. Glory to God. We thank you for giving Kelly utterance today. Give us both revelation and understanding to share. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, Mom, too, jump in on this anytime, because you have such a wealth of freedom on the inside of you. And one thing that God has given us is the Holy Spirit to keep fear out.
That's right.
And the fruit of the Spirit. There's a lot of the fruit of the Spirit that enter in keeping the door shut, keeping the gate shut to fear. You know, the Word says perfect love casts out fear. And that has multiple meanings. Primarily, I believe, just knowing the love that God has for you. Knowing that we're His kid.
Well, when
knowing
you know
He's
the
already
truth,
taken care
what does
of it.
It do?
It sets you free.
That's it.
We're going to go free. And it does. It sets you free. And knowing what He promises you sets you free, knowing the Word. So
knowing what you have, what belongs to you.
You have such a grounding in putting the Word in. So wherever you feel you have you're going to have a lot to add, I just feel like, these
well,
next few weeks.
Thank you very much.
So just to get started here with setting us up for what we want to talk about, I had the Lord say this to me, that business as usual it's not business as usual anymore in the body of Christ or in the world. We have come to a place in the ages. Honestly, I was going to talk this broadcast, Mom, about harvest time. It is harvest time. And I believe to get to that later on this year, but the Lord redirected me about that. But it is harvest time. The grace to remain unchanged, the grace to stay the same, the grace to just care about get up, get the kids ready, go to work, do your job, come home, feed the kids, put them to bed, or go to sports, you know, and focus on this, that, or the other on the weekend, enjoy yourself, go to sports. None of that stuff is bad, and it's everyday life. It reminds me of Martha. I mean, somebody needs to do some of those things, but Jesus, and we'll talk about that this week, Jesus had issue with how she was doing it and had issue with her concern and her worry more than what she was doing.
She was troubled.
She was troubled. And she was troubled because she wasn't looking at Jesus. And so we want to be free of the trouble and the cares and look at Jesus, because Mary could have, I'm sure, had all those concerns too. But he said she's chosen that thing. So this week we're going to choose to look at Jesus instead of be in fear.
We have a choice.
We do. And what's wonderful, which we're going to show this week, is when you look at Jesus, he's got all the answers.
Absolutely.
When you look at Jesus, you're going to know what to do.
He has also all, he has the answers, he has the solutions.
Yes.
And he's sharing them with us.
He's so faithful. He's
is.
Such a Savior. And you know, it's not just that you're looking at Jesus so you just forget about everything else. I mean, that is a bonus. But you look at Jesus, and while you're looking at him, and he's telling you what to do, and you do that, he's also able, because of your faith in him and your confidence in him, he's able to do what the Word says, make all that other stuff work out. The Holy Spirit is working, Romans 8 says. He makes all things work together for our good. And he does that while we're looking at him.
Praise God.
And that's not an automatic scripture there.
He is able to do exceedingly above all we can ask
or think.
That's right. What is it you don't get about that? That's big.
It is big. But somebody might ask, Mom, well, why am I not seeing that in my life? Well, for fear and worry and concern. And when you're looking at those issues or looking at those things, you're not looking at Jesus. So what he said to me was, business as usual is over. So the things that you could get away with maybe 6 years ago.
Well, you're supposed to grow up.
Well, you are, but the times, don't you agree that the times are coming to this place where the way is getting narrower and narrower and narrower as we get closer to Jesus coming back? It's exciting.
Praise God.
And, you know, I just keep sensing in my heart, Mom, that, and also through other people's prophecies and stuff, that there's such a grace to get it right now.
Sure.
There's such a grace. If you just put your attention on Him, there's such a grace to get your life turned right side up and so many things fixed. Just whether you're believing for a loved one or believing for a job or believing for somehow your other financial areas to come in order or for your children, there's a grace for God to fix it. And all we have to do is put our eyes on Him.
Amen.
So what I want to encourage you to do before we ever even get deeply into this is to, maybe you've been watching this ministry for years. Maybe you've already seen Dad preach this year about faith can move a mountain and love, perfect love casts out fear. And you've heard it and you think, oh, I've heard that. Well, you know, I have found that the things you've heard need to be heard again.
Oh, absolutely.
That when we repeat things, it's a good thing. It helps us. It helps you to hear it again because human beings have to hear things more than once. But aside from that, again, it's easy to assume, oh, I don't walk in fear. Let me tell you this story about what happened to me the other day. So I had this list of things that have been like really weighing on me. Jenny asked me the other day, she goes, Mom, are you okay? Well, I said, yeah, I'm okay. There's just a lot going on, a lot of stuff. And she goes, okay. Well, obviously, I wasn't being myself. And she asked me that again. Are you sure you're okay? Can I do something? And I'm like, yeah, honey, I'm fine. It's just a lot of stuff. I'm going to have my quiet time this afternoon to talk to the Lord. And so the other day, I had all day. Nobody was home. And I just spent time with the Lord. And so I had my list of things that were weighing on me. That's another word. Mm-hmm. That means you're carrying it if it's weighing on you. So I had my list. I'm ready to take to the Lord. And before I could ever even pray, Mom, and I actually, you know, just was there worshiping the Lord first. And I do find when you're really a worshiper, you're being Mary. When you're worshiping, you're just looking at His face. You're not thinking about the other things. Otherwise, it's not worship. But if you're just looking at Him and worshiping Him like that, He can speak to you in really a clear way. So He just suddenly interrupted my worship and He said, you have fear. You are fearful about a lot of things. He really said, I wasn't even thinking about it at the time, but He really said to me what He said to Martha.
Yeah.
You're troubled and concerned about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And she thought she just had one problem and it's her sister. is her sister's not helping me. Make her help me. Don't you care if she's not helping me? And Martha, Martha, yep. You're troubled about a lot of stuff. And we will talk about that later. But that's what he said to me. Kelly, you're troubled about a lot of stuff. You're worried about a lot of stuff. But the words he used was, you have a lot of fear. And he started listing them for me. And then we got down to the end. I mean, it was everything from financial stuff to work to, you know, what ministry to my time to my six-year-old to, you know, everything. People at work, situations, da-da-da. And then the last one was a zinger to me because I knew those others were on my list of things I had carried the weight. Only I wasn't thinking about carrying the care. I just thought, well, I have a lot of things weighing me down. I don't know why we can rephrase it and think it's okay
now.
It's
okay. Good point.
A concern. It's just a concern. But the last one, I didn't know. I didn't even realize I was in fear over it. And one of my points here is to let Jesus diagnose your fear, which we're going to talk about as we talk about Mary and Martha. But you let him diagnose that. You have to open your heart up to him. That didn't just come in the middle of your fearfulness. You know, I guess, I don't know, Mom. If I hadn't stopped and just had some time with him, it's really critical. To be free from fear, you need to have time with the Lord.
Listen.
But, so the last one was, you're afraid. And see, that was like, what? Because we don't tolerate fear. I don't tolerate fear in my life. I've had too much experience with how fear will cause you to lose. And fear, not tolerating it and casting it out and standing in faith will cause you to win. And we had that experience with Lindsay. You've heard that testimony a lot of times. Maybe I'll get to share it today or tomorrow. But casting and rebuking out fear is key.
You can't be in fear and faith at the same time.
They fill up the same space.
You have to choose one or the other. If you do not make a choice will be made for you.
That's true. And the natural way of the world is fear.
And it won't be good.
In concern. Because you have to on purpose choose to look at Jesus. That's faith. But what she's saying, I mean, you know, this is filled with coffee right now, but fear and faith take up this same space in your heart. And where you have faith, where you have fear is where you can't have faith. And so to try to operate in the blessings of the Lord and the Word, and you've got fear in there, it won't work. And for a believer that's looking at the Word and we're praying the prayer and we're, you know, standing for God's ways, for His healing, finances, family, whatever. And it doesn't work. It can be, you know, it can be frustrating. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. But sometimes it's these hidden places. So just getting before the Lord. Make sure when you're believing God for something that you're also before the Lord, that you need it to be not just, it needs to not be about what you're saying. Yes, we say what we're believing for. Yes, we say what the Word says. Yes, we say things that are not as though they were. But if you try to separate that from Jesus and from your relationship with Him and from the fact that if somebody's going to get healed, it's going to be because He did it. If somebody's going to get blessed financially, it's going to be because He did it. If somebody gets their kids saved, it's because the Lord of the harvest sent laborers in the field. And keeping that in mind keeps you before Him, not just making confessions that are not empowered by His presence. So when you make a confession of faith in Him, you got to be looking at Him. And when you're doing that, He can pinpoint areas that are stopping you, whether it's your love walk, whether it's fear in. And I suspect that if we got fear, then we got a lack of love somewhere in there too, because perfect love casts out fear. So when we're determined to live this life free from fear, I'm going to live free from fear. you got to constantly have your Savior talking to you about what's going on in your heart. And we've talked a lot this year and last year about what's going on in your heart. And it wouldn't hurt to go back and listen to some of those things. But we've also talked about correction. Psalm 19:12. I've read it the last several times I've been on the broadcast. So, real quick, let's turn over there, because I believe if we'll make this decision right now with our heart and putting our heart before Jesus and being like Mary and sitting at His feet looking at Him to help us, that we will find the rest of the things that we talk about, being free from fear, will have greater weight in our heart because Jesus can talk to us. So Psalm 19:12 says, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart or hiding? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. And that word fault is not like, that's your fault. That's your fault. You know, like a 2-year-old, that's his fault. It means weak place. Cleanse me from these hidden weak places where sin is hiding, where something's hiding in my heart and I don't know it. It's a weakness that you're not aware of. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. So we can open our hearts today to the Lord and not assume there's no fear. But like I was just sitting there, and here's what the Lord told me that really got me, Mom. He said, you're afraid for Jenny. Now, I didn't think I was afraid for Jenny. I mean, as a mom, I've lived through things with my kids. I've lived through them being...
Well, Jenny is a bold child. She travels the world by herself. She does whatever she feels the Lord wants her to do. Jenny doesn't have any fear.
She doesn't, and I'm thrilled. And I don't either, because I'm free from it.
Yes, amen.
But when he said that to me, it really surprised me. You know, she... The Lord healed her body when she was in a car wreck, when she was 18 months old, and they said she was going to die.
Yeah.
And He totally restored her life.
She was in a cast for...
She was in a cast. He healed her body from that. He's delivered her at every turn. He's led her and guided her. And there were moments, you know, I'm not even going to say
Jenny
years ago.
Wasn't Jenny actually thrown from the car as a, what, 18 months? It was a miracle.
Broken bones, but she lived. They said she was going to die, but she lived.
She lived, praise God.
And that was a quick miracle.
Yeah, it was.
And He was faithful to her. And I don't even know that me personally, I felt ready for that kind of a challenge. We're going to talk in the next 2 weeks about challenges that come suddenly, because those can bring fear with them. But so He's delivered her. He saved her. He's freed her. He set her on a course, set her on a path. She's started orphanage in Greece, Abba House, Thessaloniki, so powerful. She's done so much for the Lord. And she's gone back now. She left last night to a country, which I'm trying to think where she'll be when these air. Anyway, she's gone to a country that is... in the natural, one of the most unsafe countries in the Middle East. And I knew I had to get rid of fear. Yeah. I knew I had to tackle that. And I came at it and all good. It's all driven out. So this time I didn't think that. I thought, well, I don't have fear over that. I didn't even think about it actually, because I already dealt with that.
Yeah.
But when he diagnosed, he said, you have fear. I'm like, what? Absolutely not. I will not tolerate fear. I wasn't saying no to him. I was saying no to me. Mm-hmm. I refuse to fear. When Lindsay was sick and in the hospital, maybe I'll tell you that story tomorrow, that came out of my heart. I refused to fear.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you know, Mom, I've had people say to me, you know, I heard you say that. And then when that happened to me, and one person, it was exactly the same sickness that Lindsay had. It was meningitis. They said, I had just heard that, and I lay hold of that, and I said that, and I walked through it just like you did, and my child was healed. And when I was praying the last 2 days over this broadcast, I had a word of the Lord that somebody is going to be watching, maybe more than one, but the Lord said somebody's going to be watching and learning something about fear. And then very shortly, it's going to save their life. It's going to make a difference, save their child's life. He wasn't clear to me about how that was going to happen, but, and maybe because there's more than one, but lay hold of these things. Fear connects you to Satan's desire for you the same way that faith connects you to God's desire
to you. That's
exactly
right.
And fear is the open door to Satan. Satan would love to stop my child, and he would love to have what I was fearing come upon me and hurt her somehow in that country. But he's done. And the reason he's done is because I was in a place, I was in a position for the Lord to tell me I had something going on I needed to get rid of. You know, and if we have pride or, oh no, I dealt with fear, we just brush it off instead of taking the time to take authority over fear. Or authority over that thing that Jesus tells you.
Don't tolerate it.
If we don't stop and do that, then Satan still has a hook in us.
What is it? Did you say this already? Fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
Faith contaminated.
Yeah. That's right. That's a good explanation of it.
It really is. And so this next week, we're going to be living free from fear. And when we come back, Mom, today, I would love it if you prayed a prayer of authority over fear, taking authority over fear for people, and let them pray that with us. Because tomorrow we're going to get into some things in Hebrews and some things that the Word says about fear. This is going to be a good week.
Good. I know it is.
We're going to shine the light on a weapon of the devil and
kick
him
out. Amen. That's going to be good, Kelly. Well, don't miss it. And if you can let your kids know about watching it, they need to know about how to deal with fear. Your family needs to know. Fear opens the door to the devil. Faith shuts the door. And that's what we want. We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.